This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today marked the 11th anniversary of the Make in India initiative, celebrating its transformative impact on India's economic landscape and entrepreneurial ecosystem. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Make in India initiative was launched with a vision to add momentum to India's growth and tap into a nation's entrepreneurial potential. He added that Make in India has contributed to furthering economic strength and laying the foundation for self-reliance and has encouraged innovation and job creation across sectors. The Prime Minister's Memento e-Auction 2025 brings together over 1,300 special items gifted to the Prime Minister from around the country, including unique mementos from Northeast India. Representing Assam, Nagaland, Meghalaya, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh, these gifts highlight the region's craft, tradition and cultural pride. From Arunachal Pradesh, the Wancho wooden craft tribal couple is on display. The auction, running online at pmmementos.gov.in till 2nd October, is a way to support the Namami Gange project. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has participated as the chief guest in the inaugural session of the third edition of the Bharat Defence Conclave held in New Delhi today, delivering the keynote address on emerging technologies transforming geopolitics and new tactics for future warfare. The governor observed that in pursuit of national interest and security, nations are increasingly entering into treaties and alliances while simultaneously enhancing their defense capabilities to create deterrence and avoid conflict. Particular emphasis was placed on the Vibrant Villages program, a centrally sponsored scheme targeting the northern borders of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Ladakh. The governor said this initiative is not only accelerating infrastructure, education, health, communication and housing in sensitive border areas, but is also reversing migration trend. Minister for RD and Panchayati Raj, Ojing Ta Singh, along with DC Siang Tai Tagu, flagged off the mobile medical unit at Bolang today. The mobile medical unit is a fully equipped medical van with a dedicated team of doctor, nurse, lab technician, data entry operator and driver who will move along with the van and cover the vast expanse of Siang district and provide free medical aid to the far-flung villages. Additionally, the MMU shall act as a moving hospital and supply free medicines along with providing lab facilities. Minister for Education P.D. Sona today convened a constructive meeting with Manigao GPC and Mandal office bearers to deliberate on the new GST reforms. The minister termed the reforms as not just about taxation but about creating a system that strengthens both local businesses and consumer welfare. He emphasized the importance of ensuring that the benefits of GST savings are passed down onto the consumers while encouraging everyone to support Swadeshi by opting for indigenous products. The joint CEO of Arunachal Pradesh, Liken Koyu, today held a virtual coordination meeting with all electoral registration officers of the state and reviewed the preliminary work for special intensive revision of electoral roll preparedness. During the meeting, the JCEO reiterated the usefulness of preparing a list of observations during tabletop mapping of the SIR electoral roll of 2006 against the e-roll of 2025. Earlier, a similar coordination meeting was held on 16 September. The Department of Tourism Tawang, under the guidance of Deputy Commissioner Namgyal Angmo, held a comprehensive refresher cum capacity building training program for tourism stakeholders in Tawang today. Speaking on the occasion, the DC stressed that the behavior, presentation and professional conduct of stakeholders directly shape a visitor's impression and must be developed hand-in-hand with economic growth. Echoing the vision of Chief Minister Pema Khandu for sustainable tourism, Namgyal emphasized that tourism must be developed not just for economic gain, but in a way that ensures the preservation of the environment, culture, tradition and heritage of the region. The Disaster Management Department successfully concluded its training of trainers program today at the Lakey Training Center in Harlagan. Organized with the support of the National Disaster Response Force Battalion, the training program had begun on the 28th of July. A two-day workshop on empowering ITI instructors with artificial intelligence for smarter teaching and training began today at the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology in Harlagan. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.